Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Two articles by the founder of Falun Dafa, Mr. Li Hongzhi, How Humankind Came to Be and Why Save Sentient Beings were recently published as a book. The title is currently available only in French and is sold at the Tiante bookstore in Paris.
Italy. Practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, held a group exercise and truth clarification activity in Frascati, a popular hilltop town to the southeast of Rome, on August 19th. Many people condemned the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party and expressed their support. Practitioners set up their exhibition in front of the Frascati Cathedral in the center of town. They demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and distributed flyers. Pedestrians stopped to learn about the practice. A visitor from southern Italy named Sofia spoke with practitioners after watching the exercise demonstration. She wanted to know more about the persecution, and after details were provided, she exclaimed, "I stand with you. You are doing the right thing and doing it well." Local resident Vincenzo viewed the truth clarification materials and told a practitioner, "I thought China was a respectful country, but the persecution has ruined its image. It's disappointing. How can they treat their own people like this?"
Sweden, an annual cultural festival called Kulturkalaset took place in Stockholm from Wednesday, August 16th to Sunday, August 20th. Practitioners routinely do the Falun Dafa exercises at a public square in the city every Friday and Saturday to introduce Falun Dafa and tell people about the CCP's ongoing persecution. During the festival, many people noticed the group and expressed their support for practitioners' efforts to end the persecution by signing a petition opposing it. Some people were interested in learning how to practice Falun Dafa and started to learn the exercise movements during the event.
Turkey. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa at the Heydar Aliyev Park, located on Istanbul's coastline, on August 19th. They also exposed the ongoing Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the peaceful practice. Information about Falun Dafa was published on Oz's News, a national media agency, that same week. The article detailed what Falun Dafa is, its history, teachings, exercises, health benefits, awards, and the ongoing persecution by the CCP regime.
Australia. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Balajura Community Fair held at Balajura Community College near Perth on August 20th. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and told people about this traditional mind-body practice from China and how the CCP persecutes those who practice. The Rotary Club of Balajura, Malaga, and the Balajura Lions Club hosted the annual event. The fair featured multicultural displays, dance, music, talent shows, crafts, food stalls, and more, bringing joy to families in the community. A performance by the Falun Dafa waist drum team won rounds of applause from the audience. Practitioners then demonstrated the exercise movements and spoke about Falun Dafa's principles. People quietly watched and listened, and plenty of audience members took photos and videos. Many event attendees stopped by the booth to chat and receive Falun Dafa flyers and small origami lotus flower ornaments. People sought information about Falun Dafa, and several people asked where they could learn the exercises.
Romania. Falun Dafa informational events took place in the five coastal cities of Constanta, Mamaia, Efori Nord, Efori Sud, and Mangalia from August 6th to August 13th. It was during the height of the summer vacation season. Each day, the practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at a park in the city of Constanta or at a park in the city of Mangalia. Falun Dafa practitioners set up information booths in high traffic areas in each of the five cities during the evening, familiarizing tourists and locals alike with the practice. Practitioners had discussions with many passers-by about the benefits of Falun Dafa and the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, as well as the shocking persecution of Falun Dafa by the CCP. Many passers-by commented about the positive energy of both the practitioners and the exercises.
New Jersey, USA. The New Jersey Mingwei School held its 16th summer camp for youngsters aged 5 to 12 from July 5th to August 18th. Classes in public speaking, arts and crafts, calligraphy, sketching, cooking, gardening, speed math, computer programming, music, and swimming were offered. The children reported enjoying their camp experience very much. The organizer of the Mingwei School, Ms. Luo, said, "All the children are corrected from the beginning by studying the Fa, doing the exercises, and sending righteous thoughts. We firmly adhere to the school's principles and teach children to be polite, to be respectful of others, to be respectful of their elders, to be considerate of others, to be kind, and to take responsibility for everything they do." Mingwei School teaches children how to be good in every aspect of their lives. Instructor Ms. Wang said, "Teaching them values like honesty and humility, how to be self-disciplined, and how to discern right from wrong is important."
The following are selected cases of persecution of practitioners in China. Ms. Zhou Shouzhu, a 63-year-old native of Dalian City, Liaoning Province, died on August 10, 2023, while living in destitution to avoid being arrested for her faith in Falun Gong. Over the past 24 years, she was given two forced labor terms and held in other facilities on different occasions. When she was not in custody, the local police and community workers shadowed her and harassed her at her home at any time they wanted, including in the middle of the night. She was forced to live away from home in recent years, only to die in destitution. Miss Zhou's older brother, Mr. Zhou Wenzhi, died in 2000 after being beaten nonstop from 8 a.m. to about 4 p.m. one day by security guards at his workplace because he refused to renounce Falun Gong. He was 54 years old.
Ms. Luo Mingqin from Sichuan Province spent the last few months of her four-year prison term in a hospital as the authorities had never approved her request for medical parole despite her stroke diagnosis. When she was finally released on August 12th, the once healthy and energetic woman has become a frail person with a pale face, an unsteady gait, and a left hand that is too weak to lift or hold things. Ms. Luo was arrested in August 2019 for her faith in Falun Gong. She developed very high blood pressure in 2022 in a detention center. The authorities never informed her family of her health status, and later she had a stroke.
Ms. Xia Jiping from Jiangxi Province suffers from permanent physical and mental health issues After serving two prison terms for a total of 7 years for her faith in Falun Gong, she is often confused and has severe memory loss. She can barely lift her legs and her knees hurt constantly. All of her teeth have become loose and she cannot chew properly. In October 2015, during her second prison term, she was sprayed with an unidentified liquid when she refused to renounce her faith. She became non-responsive right after and lost most of her memory and ability to think. After that, her hair quickly turned gray and her teeth became loose. She has never fully recovered.
U.S. Department of State urges Chinese authorities to release Falun Gong practitioners. United States Congressman Kevin Kiley wrote to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on July 13th, urging the State Department to take action in the rescue of two Chinese Falun Gong practitioners detained for their faith, Ms. Ming Zhao Hong and Yuan Xuxia of Qinghangdao City, Hebei Province. Both were arrested at a local fair on May 9th after being reported for talking to people about the persecution of Falun Gong. The women were held in the Qinghangdao City Public Security Hospital because their health had declined as a result of police beatings following their arrest. Ms. Meng, the mother of California resident Ms. Ding Yu, has been struggling with a severe lung disease. The U.S. State Department said that they are paying close attention to the practitioners' cases and that they have also demanded that the Chinese Communist Party unconditionally release all detained Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. Congressman Kiley, representing the 3rd District in California, wrote, "My constituent has expressed her fears for Ms. Meng's welfare while in the custody of People's Republic of China, PRC, authorities." He urged Secretary Blinken to direct Ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, to raise the case with his Chinese counterparts. The congressman added that prior to Ms. Meng's latest arrest, she served 2 labor camp terms and another prison term for a total of over 8 years. While in custody, she was shocked with electric batons, beaten by the guards, and force-fed. The torture resulted in a broken ring finger on her left hand and permanent disability in her left arm. He emphasized that it's well documented that Falun Gong practitioners are subjected to widespread arbitrary detention and other human rights abuses in China, and that it's important for the international community to raise awareness of and take a stand against such human rights violations. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Bureau of Legislative Affairs in the State Department, Philip Laidlaw, replied to Congressman Kiley's letter on August 18th, expressing their shared concern about detained Falun Gong practitioners. Additionally, Mr. Laidlaw said that they were deeply concerned about the communist regime's ongoing campaign of repression against the Falun Gong movement and its millions of practitioners, their advocates, and human rights defenders working on their behalf. He affirmed that freedom of beliefs, including religion, remains the State Department's top priority. He pointed out that China has been consistently listed as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998 for its brutal suppression of religious freedom. He promised that they would continue to coordinate with like-minded partners to call for the PRC to immediately and unconditionally release prisoners of conscience, and that they use a range of tools, including public messaging, private engagements, and accountability measures to raise concern and promote accountability for the PRC's human rights violations and abuses. Mr. Laidlaw added that both the State Department spokesman and the U.S. ambassador at large voiced their support for Falun Gong and condemned the persecution on July 20, 2023, its 24th anniversary. In addition, officials of the U.S. Embassy also meet with their Chinese counterparts on a regular basis, as well as members of registered and unregistered religious groups, families of prisoners of conscience, and civil society advocates, where they have emphasized the strong support from the U.S. for freedom of religion and belief.
Falun Dafa practitioners in Europe hold experience-sharing conference, rally, and parades in France. Over 1,000 practitioners of Falun Dafa from more than 30 European countries won public support during a rally and two parades in Paris on August 26th. The parade showcased the beauty of the practice and raised awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa by the CCP. After the morning rally, practitioners held parades through the center of Paris in the afternoon along two different routes. The European Tianguo Marching Band took the lead in the parades, followed by colorful truth clarification banners in many languages, a large rotating Falun emblem, an exercise demonstration team, dragon dance, and waist drum performance, as well as a parade float with a large replica of the main book of Falun Dafa, Zhuan Falun. Portraits of practitioners in China who were tortured to death for their faith were respectfully carried for the public to view. A banner team encouraged Chinese people to abandon the CCP and congratulated the more than 415 million people who have already done so. Banners displaying Falun Dafa's guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance garnered many thumbs up from passersby. Former French Minister of Education and Deputy Head of the French Delegation to the European Commissions, François Hostalier, joined practitioners in the march. At the rally, which took place earlier in the day, Ms. Hostalier posed a question and a challenge. She said, "Today's China has returned to the horrific crimes during the Nazis, yet why are people keeping silent? It is completely a crime against humanity, so why is the international society not doing anything about it? All these crimes, terror, including organ harvesting and wanton arrests, are directed, organized actions. The CCP is the instigator and beneficiary, therefore we must expose it," she concluded. The 2023 European Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in Paris the next day. The founder of the practice, Mr. Li Hongzhi, sent a congratulatory message in which he urged practitioners to study the Fa well so they can do what practitioners of Falun Dafa are supposed to do. An estimated 1,600 practitioners from over 30 countries, including from Europe, the US, and Israel, attended the conference. Four halls were utilized for the sizable assembly, and simultaneous translation of the proceedings were provided in 8 languages. 24 practitioners from the countries of Germany, Italy, Spain, France, Israel, Sweden, Austria, Russia, the UK, and Latvia spoke about their cultivation experiences during the process of promoting Shenyuan, doing media work, and participating in other truth clarification projects. The speakers shared how they overcame difficulties and conflicts and got rid of human attachments and notions. Practitioners said that by listening to the experiences of others, they saw where they themselves could improve with their own cultivation. Attendees said that the atmosphere at the conference was serene and noble.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.